Blog Talk Radio.
Under the influence. Under the influence.
I'm gonna jump right up into this. The Trumpism. Okay, I don't know what y'all think is going on, but this man admires Putin and Kim Jong Un. So he wants to make America like Russia and Korea. Guess where he's getting all his insights and information on? He's getting it from them. Like, why not? You know, they got the playbook, so he's giving them, they're giving him the playbook. And then I wanted to give a happy celebration to the Canadians because they have Canada Day. And it's also Independence Day for the States. And it's Independence Day for the Islanders. So, celebration to you all. So I hope you guys are enjoying it, whether you are at the Essence Festival or you're here for the Caribbean Festival, doing some of the events here that's in Houston, and of course the Essence Festival in New Orleans. Now, I want to talk about some more about this Trump thing and Trumpism. These poor plants and farmers, they're suffering. You know, they voted for him, and they're losing their small businesses and the ability to provide for their families. Because guess what? Big businesses are pushing out the little people. Now, I feel bad for these people because they're losing, you know, their homes, their businesses. And then with these taxes that's coming through, as well as trade. Right now we're dealing with a lot of trade issues, and prices are going up for these tariffs and stuff. And you guys are barely going to be able to pay for this stuff. It's not helping the little guy. And I don't know why people assume that it would help the little guy. It's not helping the little person. So I can just say dig in and hold tight and we'll just ride this thing out, you know, and see how it works for everybody. You know, it's really, really bad. And now let's get into, like, Monique news. Lee Daniels recently did an interview, and he was saying that pretty much Monique blackballed herself. You know, and he's upset, like, well, kind of hurt, should I say, that he, Oprah, and Tyler are put in the middle of this. And he pretty much says that she blackballed herself and made it true. And if you want to get back into the industry, like, that wasn't a way to do it. Like, people are going to Facebook Live and doing shows, YouTube and doing shows. That could have been something that, you know, she could have done. Her manager should have pretty much kept her in touch with what's going on in today's time. And today's time is Facebook Live. They got the Watch channel now. You can do that, you know. And then you got the YouTube at least to get yourself back into the mix of things, you know. And then for all y'all basketball players, of course, y'all know LeBron is going, you know, to the Lakers. So he got a 4-year contract with $154 million. So for all you guys, you know, House Lakers fans should be happy, but I know most of y'all will have kind of like some mixed, you know, feelings. Okay, and I'm going to get into my Hulu pick for today.
Under the influence.
My Hulu for today is The Handmaid's Tale. Now, I don't know if anybody out there who is watching this show, but oh my God, the writing of this is really excellent. Like, I know it's a book. I don't want to read the book because if half the stuff that I see that's on this show, if it's even like, I know they can't put everything on screen that's in that book, and I'm happy for that because, my Lord, I wouldn't even know pretty much how I would complete that book. But it is a show that is worth paying for the subscription on Hulu. In fact, I end up getting it just to watch The Handmaid's Tale because everybody was telling me about it and that I need to see it. Now, this show, it deals with, you know, infertility. They pretty much, you know, male or female, they really don't know which one is really infertile. All women's rights are revoked. You know, sounds kind of familiar of today's time. You know, she can't have a bank account. All her money goes to her husband if she has one. If she doesn't have one, then her money is just taken from her and she's just left on her own. Okay. And as usual, you know, people on a higher level, higher ups, the elites, as they call themselves, you know, they survive, you know, to covet their injustice, you know. So it's a must-see, like, really, it is. And every time I watch it, it leaves me angry, breathless, and it's so addictive that I can't even wait to see the next episode. So, hey, if you haven't seen it, watch it. If you don't have Hulu, get it. And Poussey from Orange is the New Black is in here. And, you know, she plays her role well, of course. But all the ladies in this show are excellent. They're all like great actresses. It is a must see. And today's Monday mantra and affirmations. Everyone should have a mantra, a statement or a slogan that you frequently use, you know, repeatedly throughout your day. And today's affirmation is, I am worthy. And today's mantra today is, I'm living my best life, and I am worthy. So just try saying those to every day until next Monday. We'll pick a new affirmation and mantra to give you. And then we'll be back, well, I'll be back with my vegetarian dish for today for you guys.
Under the influence, under the influence. under the influence. Under the influence.
Okay, today's vegetarian recipe is vegetarian linguine, and I got it from The Taste of Home, and it is a 30-minute recipe. So, it's 6 ounces of uncooked linguine, 2 medium zucchini thinly sliced, 1/2 pound of fresh mushroom sliced, 2 green onions chopped, 1 garlic clove minced, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1 large chopped tomato, 2 teaspoons minced fresh basil, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 4 ounces reduced fat provolone cheese, shredded, and 3 tablespoons of shredded Parmesan cheese. So you cook your linguine per the instructions on the box or bag or, you know, however you got it. In the skillet, you're going to saute your zucchini, your mushrooms, your onion, in the butter and oil, 3 to 5 minutes. Add your tomato, basil, salt, and pepper. Cover and let it simmer for 3 minutes. Drain your linguine and then add it to your vegetable mixture. Sprinkle with cheese and serve. I hope you enjoy the vegetarian dish for today. And I'll be right back with Evil Eye. Why try?
Under the influence.
Okay, have you ever been invited to an event? Be your biker, smokers, trail riders, or an organization, and the women give you the evil eye? You know what I mean, especially if you have experienced it. Yeah. They look at the woman or the women who were invited like, who are these bitches? Who is this? Look at them up and down and begin to talk about the invitee amongst each other like, hello. What behooves me is, you know, these women or a woman, she sees your behavior. You're not invisible. Like, this shit is so funny and sad at the same damn time. So, the invitee sees the people, a person who invited her or them, and now moods change. Oh, so now they're whispering. Oh, she knows such and such. Oh, that must be who invited her. Oh, wow. Now, these women in this organization want to be friendly. Speak now. Come shake your hand. What the hell? You know? Or maybe they're still standoffish. Like, trying to pretty much just size you up to see who else you may know at this event. My observation is you'd have to really want to be a part of this organization to still prospect and pretty much go to these events after witnessing, you know, this behavior from these women. So why do we, as black women, indigenous people, African-American women, have to be so catty, envious, and begrudging towards one another? Like, it makes zero sense to me. Can't we be polite? First, make the outsider feel welcome and allow them to see that this is a great smokers club, bikers club, trail ride club, etc. before giving the evil eye. Like, why can't we just automatically, like, support each other before we prejudge and look at these people, you know, up and down? She dresses really nice. There's not a reason in this world to sit up here and prejudge a person. Be friendly first, ladies. And then find out who this person is. They may not even be worthy, you know. You just never know. The person you prejudged, talked about, could actually be a great asset to your organization. But having witnessed you and your evil eye, they feel like, why even try? So any of you out here who are listening, who have witnessed, or dealt with, or been a victim of this evil eye when you're trying to prospect or just got invited to one of these, you know, social events, you know, chime in and let me know how you feel about it, you know. Or were you the person who was given, you know, the evil eye, and then later found out that the person was really a great asset, or after giving them the evil eye, they never even joined your organization, you know. So let me know, chime in, you know. And yeah. The drink for today is Modelo Negra. It is really good. I like it. It's smooth. Really smooth cerveza. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Under the Influence. Once again, I'm Eslyn. And may you walk in love, in light, and in peace. This is the fourth season of the show. The other three seasons can be found on YouTube. So go check those out. But I will be pretty much discussing my views and my thoughts and everything Mondays and Wednesdays. Tune in Wednesday from 4 to 4:30, and we'll have the wine for today. Don't mind if I wine Wednesdays. So, yeah, tune in and see what wine I have for you guys. And, yeah, next Monday we'll have the mantra for the week and the affirmations. Thanks for tuning in.
Under the influence. Under the influence. under the influence.